Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. When salsa was first born in New York City in the 60s, it was a wild and experimental music, an in-your-face sound that reflected a changing world. One example being this album, El Malo, The Bad One, by the New Yorican trombonist and bandleader Willie Colon, with singer Hector Lavoe. Salsa then became mellower, more danceable. The members of the post-salsa band Biorritmo were not even born when salsa came about, but they go back to the rhythm's origins by being experimental. And we're about to find out how that sounds with a live performance here in our Soundcheck studio. The song is called Lisandra. Here is Biorritmo.
Yeah.
big musical Hola from Biorhythmo live here in our Soundcheck studio in a song called Lisandra. Ray Alvarez singing and joining me at the microphone. Hi, Ray.
Presente, hello.
Ray is part of a large percussion section that also includes Justino Riccio, Gabo Tomasini, and Arnaldo Marrero. The horns include Bob Miller on trumpet, J.C. Cool on sax, and Tobias Whitaker playing the trombone, Edward Prendergast playing the bass, and Marlise Rose Simmons playing the keyboards. Marlise, you guys refer to yourselves, Biorhythmo, as post-salsa. What does that mean?
Post-salsa. Well, I guess because we have evolved after the time of when salsa was started during the 70s. And we were actually born during that time, but
right.
Most of us. And, we've developed into, we're trying to bring, we pride ourselves on that. We're inspired by that music and in keeping it experimental and alive, and but really it's our own voice that is shining through.
So using the electronics, the keyboard, the sampled sounds.
Sure, that and just the overall compositional, the lyrics, the overall the rhythms, specifically to help bring it to what is our own, but also keeping it
part of the tradition.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So Ray, by the 1970s, salsa here in New York had become really popular.
Right.
The Fania All-Stars had a couple of really
right.
crossover breakout hits. Are you guys trying to recapture a little bit of that spirit as well when salsa was, for a time at least, not just the music of one community, but of a whole city?
Yeah, and it was also a time before it became a formula. And we do, that's definitely been an initiative, from the very beginning of, purpose for Biorhythmo is to compose original music, but in that style, retaining that or trying to retain that freshness and that, experimental element.
So
definitely.
What happened to salsa? Did it just, when it became, when it reached a certain kind of popularity, did something happen to it?
Well, like anything else, like if you want to talk about a relationship, the passion kind of dies off and you set into your little routine kind of thing. And I think that happened with salsa. And it's not necessarily a bad thing. I think the 80s was a pretty cool time for salsa, but it was a very set style, a very set formula. If you want to talk about songs, as far as the intro and even down to the lyrical content, no longer was it so much socially concerned. It was more of a romantic thing.
Became dance music.
It became that. Yeah. And I think part of the lyrical, thing was also part of what helped it sell more
mm-hmm.
as well.
So let me ask you, what is the title of the band, Biorhythmo?
Biorhythmo, biological rhythm, but it's pretty cool that the original bongo player, Jim Thompson, he came up with the name, and I remember he showed up at the first gig, and it was a pretty cool idea, since we were half, roughly, half Latino and half American. He said, well, let's do the first half of the name will be pronounced bio, not bio, like a lot of people say, which is fine with us, it's not wrong, but if you want to ask me how it's supposed to be said, it's bio in English and then ritmo in Spanish.
Okay. So this half Latino, half, Anglo-American band forms in Richmond, Virginia?
Richmond, Virginia, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So, I mean, how big a Latino community is there?
Well, it's not so much that as much as the art and music community that is in Richmond, which is a pretty awesome community. There's a lot of music and great art going on and food for that matter, all that, my favorite three things. But yeah, that's very much alive in Richmond. It's Richmond's a town with a lot of character. We're a bunch of vintagey kind of guy. We like the old stuff. Everybody's into the old things that, I guess we think that has more character than the things being around today.
Well, now, you were playing the güiro, which is a very old, very simple, basic kind of scraper-type percussion instrument.
Right, right.
It's funny because, Marlise, when I look at that old Roland synthesizer there, I think, wow, that's, for electronics, that's pretty vintage stuff.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, the Nord I'm using is actually where most of the sounds were coming from for that last song because it has a database of all the old, keyboard sounds.
Oh, so you're using the smaller new thing to get the old...
Exactly. Well, those old things are too big to carry around.
Right,
they
right,
break
right.
down, and I can't even lift them. So,
so how...
We all do that.
I can lift that little thing.
So how is the music? I mean, does Biorhythmo have... Is there a salsa or a post-salsa scene there in Richmond?
In Richmond? Well, I guess thanks to Bioritmo there is. I mean, I don't know. Ray's been around in Richmond longer than I have.
So. There's bands like Ban Caribe, you know, that had definitely were very predominant in the music scene in Richmond, and they brought a Latin flavor. But I think we're the first salsa, you know, like straight up, post salsa, right?
I mean, let's
you know. So I you know,
let's be consistent here.
Yeah, Bioritmo has definitely had a great support from the very first day from Richmond, and that's definitely kept us alive this 17 years.
All right. Well, they're here with us in the studio, and then after performing for us, you guys have to travel all the way to the next block on Varick Street here.
I know, about that. I think we're going to actually walk down there.
Yeah, carry all the stuff.
They're playing at SOB's tonight, two shows at 8 and 10. You want to do another song for us?
We'd love
to. Of course.
This one's called Shoeshine, right?
It's called Shoeshine, yeah. Yes. And Ray, what's Shoeshine about?
It's about just simply being ready for the next step in life, and you better have your shoeshine.
All right. Let's hear another live performance from the band Bioritmo. Once again, playing tonight at SOB's. I mentioned that the shows are at 8 and 10, but as often happens at SOB's, there will be a dance lesson first at 7 o'clock. And Bioritmo's CD is called Bionico. Here they are with Shoeshine, live in our soundcheck studio. band is Bioritmo, and a live performance of Shoeshine here in our soundcheck studio. The album is called Bionico, and the band Bioritmo playing tonight at SOB's on Varick Street near Houston at 8 p.m. and 10 p.m., dance lessons at 7. And that's going to do it for soundcheck today. My thanks to the members of the band Bioritmo for trooping in here and playing for us. On Monday, we celebrate the 50th birthday of Folkways Records. They turned 50 this year. The label brought American folk music and sounds from around the world into our living rooms. We'll look at Folkways' history and the continuing search for folk music. And we'll look at a new 3-CD set of songs that portray each of America's 43 presidents, from Washington to Lincoln to Nixon to Bush. That's Monday on Soundcheck. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our program produced by Brian Wise and Joel Meyer. Our executive producer is Gisele Regatau, and we had help today from Edward Haber and Emma Jacobs. I'm John Schaefer. Have a great weekend, and join us at this time Monday for the next Soundcheck here at 93.9 FM WNYC.